We have been discussing and illustrating a number of characteristic synthesizer operations, which turn out to be manipulations of basic properties of sound, as pitch or frequency, tone color, and amplitude. We have seen how these sound properties may be controlled by voltages operated manually or somewhat automatically, this operation taking place in the temporal domain. Control of time is naturally of great interest to the composer. One device which lends itself admirably to such control is called a sequential controller, or a sequencer. This instrument produces a series of 8 to 16 programmable voltages, which repeat over and over at variable speeds until told to do otherwise. The sequencer is driven by an internal voltage-controlled oscillator. Therefore, its frequency can be controlled externally. The rate of the sequence cycle, or the durations of each stage, variable. Let us tune an 8-stage sequencer to produce a fairly simple voltage pattern, which will in turn control the frequencies of an oscillator. This simple voltage pattern then is controlling the frequencies of a sine tone. Each of the stages of the sequencer may be skipped. Or you can stop at any one of them. Or certain durational patterns can be programmed. Sequence may be controlled externally, as with the keyboard again. Or with an external oscillator, say a sine wave. Low-frequency oscillators. Furthermore, the voltages, as we have them tuned, may be multiplied. For example, multiply them by 2. The rate of the oscillator, of course, may be tuned faster. Control is diminished.